time for the hot spot with me, DJ Juice. Let's go.
DJ Juice.
You listen to my boy DJ Juice
only on radio.dominican.edu.
Make some noise!
All right, everybody, we are here only on radio.dominican.edu. It's your boy DJ Juice in the studio, in the building. How y'all doing? I hope y'all doing great. Right now, you just heard the last episode for What's the Tea with Nikki P. So right now, what you're going to get into is a little bit more urban, a little bit more hip hop. So let's get it. So first things first, you know what we have for you guys. We always have hot topics, and this week is no different. Of course, you haven't heard me for a little bit. I've been out the loop. I'm not going to lie. I've been all over the place. Graduation has taken over my life. So we'll get to that towards the end of the show. But real quick, we obviously have to talk about Kim K and Kanye West. I haven't been on air in the last 3 weeks. We have to talk about that whole diva couple that's happening right now. We're also going to get to Kanye West. What the hell you doing showing off like your legs, bro? Like, you tripping. Like, this fool was wearing a man thong. Is that even correct? Is that proper? We have a few guests in the studio to help us out with that from the girl's point of view and from a guy's point of view. Obviously, myself and some other special guests. We have to talk about, this is definitely a guy topic, but we have to talk about the biggest thing happening this week. And no, son, I'm not talking about Cinco de Mayo. I'm talking about the Avengers. The Avengers comes out this Friday. Ladies, get on game when I tell you that if you can get your man or you're dating somebody, trust me, that's the way to go. Forget taking him out to San Jose for the parade. Take him to go see the Avengers. That's exactly what you need to be doing. All right? We're also going to, of course, have your In the Mix, which I, believe me, is going to be a good, good one. This one's going to be popping. It's going to be sick. It's a bunch of dance rhythm, so we definitely got you. Next thing we're going to have towards the end of the show, my special guest that I will introduce in the next segment. They're going to be helping me out with a little thing called friend zone. So, you know, where do you go when someone's into you but you're not into them? How do you go about it? You've been in that position, you haven't. So hit me up at the station number if you guys want, 415-482-3587. You already know what it is. DJ Juice in the house. And let's get started. So the first thing on the hot topic is Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne has finally struck a truce with the bitter ex-producer over his Grammy Award-winning song, Lick Me Like a Lollipop. So that song definitely was a hit, his biggest hit probably to that date. Skyrocketed and produced by the great Static Major, the late Static Major, who died just a few weeks after the filming. And he settled the producer's $20 million lawsuit out of court. This guy wanted $20 million. Let me remind you, the album grossed over $70 million, and he wanted $20 million just to call it fair. You know, I did some tracks on yours. Lil Wayne said he did it. They settled out of court. The whole thing's dropped. They're all good. The producer's name is Darius Harrison, a.k.a. Dizzle. I have never heard of the man. I personally have never heard of the man. You know, like Timbaland, big names like that. Like, I understand that. No idea who's the one who actually uplifted Kanye West's production and his musical career. And you know what? He claimed to have produced several tracks on the record, including Lollipop, and he apparently said he was never paid in full. He never got paid, which isn't the first time we hear this about, like, Lil Wayne or just in general, Cash Money. Remember, like 2 years ago, Bangladesh had the same thing, saying that he never got paid for producing the track A Milli, which was the second biggest banger. And he ended up making the nice thing I like about that track is the track came out a week after the album did. Lollipop was already a hit. A Milli takes over the number one spot for Lollipop, so he's got the top two off the same album. But here's the thing. At the end of that week, he had sold a million records. So I think it was appropriate to sing at MTV Awards that year to sing A Milli, A Milli, A Milli. So Big ups. So I don't know. I mean, are these fools really not getting paid? As a producer, my friend's a producer. As a producer, your whole thing lies not only in getting paid for the production and time you've put in, but also on the fact that royalties count. Royalties are basically what gets you longevity in this business. You make a track, you make a record, you end up making absolutely everything. So you know what? That was a hot topic. And coming up in just a little bit, we're going to get into the other hot topic, which is Kim K and Kim Kardashian. My goodness, what is it with these power couples that are starting to come up? I swear, they're going to fight over TV time and whose name appears first on the teleprompter. I swear to God, that's exactly what's going to happen. You know what you're listening to? You're listening to The Hot Spot with your boy DJ Juice in the booth. Keep it locked here only on radio.dominican.edu. And what more appropriate than Otis, Kanye West produced. Keep your ears pierced.
I invented sweat. Popping bottles, putting supermodels in a cab. Proof. I guess I got my swagger back. Truth. New watch alert. Few blows. Or the big face rolly, I got two of those. Arm out the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my cut through the holes.
Damn, Easy and Hope, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, stuntman. I adopted these niggas, Philip drumming them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. Throw your diamonds up, cause we in this bitch another again.
Photo shoot fresh. Looking like wealth, I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it. Flee in the G450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walks, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow, it's never going on sale. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses in cursive. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabanas. Via Mexico, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits. Not bad, huh? For some immigrants, build your fences. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you?
Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue. Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We killing them. Hold up before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lames. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. And pray that all of their pain be champagne.
Cold world. Yeah, this is for all the fans that waited, the bitch niggas that hated, old hoes we dated. Look, mama, we made it. Your son out in Barbados, cheese, eggs, and potatoes. Smoking weed on the beaches, my mind working like Play-Dohs. Analyzing the world, fantasizing about girls. I'm handing diamonds and pearls and vandalizing her curls. Sweating the weave out, moans as she breathes out. Fuck I'm doing in parties with Hova and Steve Stout. I've stepped over piranha, death over dishonor. They killing niggas for J's, that's death over designer. Hey Cole, heating up like that leftover lasagna. Remember when I used to be stressed over Dewana? Now a nigga only text and get stressed over Rihanna's. I'm talking tens and better, hood bitches and Timbs and sweaters. And we always argue about the same thing. Hey, tell
perfect for me. Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, ayy. Hey, but you're perfect for me.
We rolling, we riding. He like to go inside, and I love to go all night. And we rock the boat, Poseidon. I love to call your name, name, name. But baby, I love to call your name, name, name.
Oh yeah, to my college girl. Take the weekend off and come home soon. I graduated way too long ago to be sneaking all in your dorm room. But that thing tight like Fort Knox, so I call you when the tour stops. But baby, where your roommates? Did you make sure the door's locked? She love it when we get together. Smoke a little weed, but a shit together. Now that I'm on, I can pick and choose. Only fuck with hoes who got shit to lose. Yeah, I heard the stories about different dudes. Her man on campus, but it's fine by me. She say she only fuck like 4 or 5 niggas. So you know you gotta multiply by 3.
Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, ayy, ayy, hey, but you're perfect for me. Nobody's perfect, nobody's perfect, ayy. Hey, but you're perfect for me.
We rolling, we riding. He like to go inside, and I love to go all night. And we rock the boat, Poseidon. I love to call your name, name, name. And baby, I love to call your name, name, name.
All right, everybody, that right there was J. Cole with Nobody's Perfect from his album, The Sideline Story. And right now in the studio, you know what? You're listening to your boy DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu. And we have some special guests in the studio right now. We have a few people in the studio, and we're going to help introduce them. So we have Stacy. Say what's up.
What's up?
All right, Stacy. We have Leanne.
Hey.
All right, and we also have Mr. Michael Meekins.
What
Meeks,
up?
What's up?
What up?
All right, Mr. Deep Voice over there, Barry White. So they're over here to kind of help me out a little bit with the next topic. They actually didn't even find out until a few days ago about Kim K and Kanye West. So let me break it down for y'all. They've been roughly dating for about 3 weeks now, all right? But it's a relationship 8 years in the making. Apparently the two have had friends, have been friends since 2004 and have flirted on and off, but they never got together because, you know, Kim was with Reggie Bush, then he got with Chris Humphries. Now she's single. Kanye West had bald head Amber Rose for a girlfriend, and now they've hit it off. They've been together for roughly 3 weeks, and let me tell you something. The PDA these two are displaying all over the internet is ridiculous. Like, you see photos all the time on Yahoo. You know how you get your Yahoo updates? They always end up coming up. And I think it's a little too much. What do you guys think about the whole PDA that they're doing? So whichever one of y'all wants to go first, go for it. My God. It's a... All right. So come on. Let me know.
I think the PDA is kind of ridiculous. Like, the fact that they're dating in the first place is already kind of a little much. There's no need for doing all of that.
Okay. So too much PDA. I got you. Mr. Meekins, what do you think?
Honestly, I haven't seen it yet. But, I mean, judging from who Kanye West is, who Kim Kardashian is, them big egos they got trying to be all over the place, all over the screen, I can only imagine what they've been doing for the public. I mean,
yeah, they're both, let's put it this way. In my opinion, I think they're both attention whores. Just saying. Are they not? Come on, Kanye West, the way he dresses. Kim K got rich off of sex tape, and she's made an empire. They've actually signed a deal with ETV, like who ends up giving them their show. And so they signed for another 3 years that we're going to have for these people. And they're making bank just off their name. Like, I saw this one list that said, like, famous people and how much they cost. Like, of course, Lady Gaga's up there. But in order to have Kim Kardashian for an hour at your event is about $500,000. 500 G's for an hour. I don't think you are that fine to be paying $500,000 for somebody to show up. Now, if you tell me, like, you're going to do a musical act and you're requesting $500,000, then okay, maybe yes. But you're just there to be there. You're not guaranteed to have, like, a cool time with her. She might just show up, eat your food, like, every once in a while, pop her booty, which she really can't, as we've all seen. And, like, she might just dip. Like, that's not worth $500,000. Not whatsoever. And the funny thing is, last week, Kim Kardashian had these earrings that said KW. KW for Kanye West.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I know. Is that a little too much? 3 weeks. Come on, tell me. Is that not a little too much?
That's a lot too much.
That's a lot too much. Meekins, you as a dude, like, what would you expect in a girl? I mean, let's not lie. We already know you had one girl that was on it.
Whoa.
After just one night.
Whoa. I plead the fifth.
You cannot plead the fifth.
I plead the fourth. Plus one. Nah, but I mean, if you got a female like Kim Kardashian wearing your earrings with your initials, can't be mad. But from my point of view, since it ain't me, that's a little bit out of pocket.
Ain't that a little bit, like, too much? Like, this girl seems a little too crazy. And, I mean, of course, we know Kanye West likes it cray-cray, right? We all know from his song Paris. We all know he likes it cray. So, I don't know, too much. Like, is it too much that they're doing all this? Is this an act? Do you really think it's an act? Oh. I mean, because it seems like a little over the top too soon.
To me, it just seemed really sudden, so it could be a publicity stunt.
It could be a publicity stunt?
From a girl's insight, I think she's just really obsessive, and that's not cute.
Obsessive?
Yeah, like whipped. If you're already wearing earrings that is your boyfriend's name, like that's too much, too far.
See, and it's 3 weeks. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
You don't even get somebody. The most thing you do in 3 weeks, ladies, pay attention. You get a date to Mickey D's in 3 weeks. just joking around. But, you know, in 3 weeks, like, maybe you'll go out once or twice. You know, you might go out to ice cream or might go get something to eat. But you're not going to, like, knock. You ain't going to drop bills on no earrings for yourself. That have their initials, like, that's too much.
You shouldn't even have those kind of earrings after 3 years of dating somebody.
You know, after a few years, people have it tattooed, and I think that's the stupidest thing in the world, to get somebody's name tattooed. If it ain't your family or if it ain't your own damn kids, don't get it. Like, your wife is never sure to be there the whole time. And I'm just saying, how much is the divorce rate nowadays? Let's be honest, more than 50%. Like, I'm assuming you're going to fall somewhere in that 50% or so. Is it not true? Like, Meekins, would you ever get a woman's name tattooed?
Nah.
Exactly. No, would you get your kids, maybe?
Possibly.
You really have to love your kids.
I plan to love them. I don't know. I don't know if we get tattoos of them, though.
Okay. And would you end up getting, like, a tattoo of your kids or anything like that, Stacey or Leanne?
Nah.
Nope? Okay. Well, never mind. See? Oh, my God. Tattoo does not equal love?
No.
All right, fine then, whatever. All right, you know what? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more for you, and we're going to discuss Kanye West's freaking man thong that he started displaying. I'm telling you, this man just loves the spotlight, loves the attention. You're listening to The Hot Spot with your boy DJ Juice, only on radio.dominican.edu. This right here, new music from Rihanna. Her video was just released for Where Have You Been? Tune in, check it out on my blog. We'll be back.
I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Searching for you, babe. Where have you been? Cause I never see you. Yeah.
for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Searching for you, babe.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
You got a girl that doesn't look a thing like me. The girl your mother always said it would be. So you could say that, you could say that I'm hopeless.
But that ain't the girl, that ain't the girl I want to be. The girl that keeps me up and I see my dreams. So you could say that, you could say that I love. So I don't care what they say, it's our life, life, life. We can dance if we want, make it feel alright. Temperatures rising, I feel a fire. Tonight it's just me and you.
Tell me, baby, will you be here when I wake up? Even with no makeup, I don't wanna fake it.
You don't gotta doubt a second if I miss you. Every time I'm with you,
life is all about? Well, it's all about GTLPP, baby. Meaning gym, tan, laundry, partying, and penguin radio.
Woo!
Radio.dominican.edu is the shish. You knows what I'm saying? Before I go partying with my fraternity boys, pick up some ladies, and get freaking hammered.
I kick up my feet, crank open a few beers, and tune into radio.dominican.edu. Trust me, it's a dope station. Take my word for it. I've been listening to it for all my 7 years in college.
Check that. I'm gonna this bump to my temples off.
All right, everybody, we are back here on radio.dominican.edu with, you know what, the hotspot DJ Juice in the booth with special guests, of course. I have my man Meekins up in here.
What up,
Meekins? We have Stacy.
What it do?
All right, there you go. And we also have Leanne. So
hey.
Welcome to the show. They've come on the show, one, to, you know, get some input and get different views on the subjects that we're going to be talking about. And secondly, because they're all ridiculous characters, especially Miss Oakland Hustler over there.
Oh, that's her.
I know. All right. So the one thing right now that we're going to be talking about is Kanye West. Of course, we got to talk about this. He's all over the place, especially now with Kim K. But the one thing that surfaced over this weekend was this man took her out on a date. And just for the camera's sake, he pulled down his pants a little bit, and you could see his thigh. Now, everything else, there was nothing there. Like, you know how usually when you wear boxers or boxer briefs, there's, like, you know, the cover? This man was wearing, like, a man thong. It's ridiculous. So, let me just say, women, would you actually even appreciate that in a man if you were Kim Kardashian?
No.
Hell no.
Why not? You know, it might be sexy.
To who?
Right?
What do you mean, to who? Okay, what's the turn off about the man thong? If a man that you were with decided to cut, like, wear man thongs, you're not seeing anything. Like, underneath his body, like his, like, pants, his shorts, whatever he wears. Like, that's not a good thing?
Just, thongs are for women. Like,
thongs are for exactly. Females?
Oh, she's exactly. Sexist now.
Oh, so you're sexist.
Breeze,
I know.
He can wear some boxers, but thongs.
Well, you can't get the. Well, okay, boxers, you get breeze. Boxer briefs, they like nut hug you a little bit. But I'm a definite no-no when it comes to, like, you know, I call them the Supermans. Like, ooh. You know what I'm talking about? The Supermans, the white, tidy whities, the ones that you have when you're a little boy. Like, when you don't have, like, shorts. Like, I remember when I was little, when I didn't have shorts, I used to wear those to go to swim in the river or the lake.
Ooh.
Nah,
it's got real.
Real talk. Nah. Real talk. Like, you can't tell me you never did that. You can never say, like, because as a kid, you don't even think about it. One, your balls haven't even dropped. So you gotta worry about anything. You're a boy. You're a little kid.
Oh, see, that's another thing. When you're a kid, it's okay. Not a grown man wearing a man thong. That's not cute.
What if he's so secure with himself? We all know Kanye West has a big ego.
Well, maybe he should have a lower self-esteem. Like,
do you know who you're talking about? This is a man who said in an interview, and I quote, "I was already a super producer. Now I'm a mega super producer."
The fact that you just quoted him.
The fact that I know that is shocking. I know, right? The fact that I know that is shocking. But, I mean, Meekins, as a man, would you ever wear it? Why or why not?
I'm going to have to say no. Why not? I mean, I ain't trying to be sexist, but what they said, thongs are for women. I personally don't think it would be that comfortable. Like,
in your junk? Might...
Yeah.
Because think about it. Like, it's specifically made for your junk to be placed in. Like, you ever seen, like, Chippendales or whatever they have to do? Like, they have to, like, wiggle their crap. You know what I'm saying? They junk in your face. Like, I don't know. Would you? Hey, here's another interesting question. Would you rather go see a female, like, do a lap dancing or a man as a females? As females? As females?
As females, I would personally probably want to see another female just because guys are just... I don't know. It's just not their position. It's not cool. It's not sexy. I don't know. It's just me.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Lee. Like, it's really not even cute. Like, I don't know. I just... It's not a
so you'd rather see a girl perform? Like, do like she would dance on you? Because I've been to the strip club. I'm not saying I've been a lot, but I've been around the block. All right? And let me tell you, some of them girls are boo-boo. All right? Like 42-yard fake, bro. Like, far away, they look nice.
Hell, man. Ooh.
Ooh. Well, man. Ooh. Someone call the doctor, please. Call my eye doctor, because right now my eyes are sore as hell. So I'm just saying, something to bring up. You know, something to mention. Just like, would it really matter if your man, all right, let's put it this way. If you have a man, and for like an anniversary or whatever gift he decides to do, he decides to like, decides to give you the whole show, right? Like, a costume and everything, and this fool is like going. Do you think that would even turn you on?
Well, if he's been with me long enough for us to celebrate an anniversary, he should know that that's not what I'm into, and that's not cute at all.
But like, okay, never mind. You
better recognize.
Oh. This thing just got ridiculous. Y'all are ridiculous right now. You seriously can't? Okay, Meekins. Now, do you think, like, if they were to do, like, would you ever have a woman say, like, I have a fantasy, and her fantasy is to have you in a man thong, leopard skin printed, all right? And you, like, adore this woman. Like, she was your dream girl, right? Like, who's your dream girl? If you could make a dream girl, what would she look like? Just give me an example.
A long hair, thick red bone.
Oh my God!
This fool.
I don't put too much thought into the dream girl. I just, you know, get them as they come along. But if a girl asked me that, I would have to say cut, end scene, recast. I'm not doing it.
Why not?
Ooh, I mean, as a man. I
man.
Feel like...
As a man, yes. We'll call you a man, Meekins.
All right. Anyways, I feel like the roles will have to be reversed. I ain't trying to be offensive, but I mean, you know, that's...
It's a give and take. It's American Pie, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go, I go type thing.
Show you mine if you show me yours.
Yeah. Like elementary school. that might be a little too early.
Oh, let me calm down.
It's getting hot in the studio right now. Meekins, don't get close to me, bro. You don't get close to me.
For the record, there are two tables in between us.
Freaking Meek, bro. All right. You know what we're going to do? We're going to leave it at that. Kanye West, man thong or not. And I have someone commented and said, hell no, Kanye West is gross. He's gross. Do you ladies agree? Is Kanye West gross? Would you do him?
Touchdown.
No.
Definitely not.
That shit was not even a touchdown. That was a fourth down conversion fail. You wouldn't?
No.
Would you give him maybe a date? Maybe a date?
I'll let him buy me dinner. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That's early signs of a gold
digger. Hey, what's your order?
Fish
fillet.
Hey, I say she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke.
No,
oh my God, all these Kanye West references. He makes too much songs. Notice this? This man got to get off the scene. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, ladies, let me put you on game, all right? The fact that you need to take your man out this weekend, but not to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, because regardless, you don't need a weekend day in order to get trashed. Let me just say that. But there's a special event happening this weekend. We'll let you know exactly what we're talking about when we come back after these commercial breaks. And we're also going to have new music from Mr. Trey Songz, Mr. freaking Makes the Lady Sweat. Look at you. Leanne touched her heart. She already played it. Trey, hey.
Trey, daddy.
After this, we're going to have his song, Heart Attack, right here on radio.dominican.edu. And Meekins, one of his favorite songs and jams right now, which is Somebody That I Used to Know. So keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu. DJ Juice, we're going to be back in just a few moments, and we're also going to have for you an in-the-mix session sure to appeal to your ears. Remember, this is all natural, no concentrate. Let's get it.
Entertainment, what you talking about?
And tune in to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu.
Let's go! Pressure than a motherfucker.
Turn the lights on.
Other's hearts, and we
don't care, cause we're so in too deep. Can't think about giving it up. But I never knew love would feel like a heart attack. It's killing me, swear I never cried so much. Cause I never knew love would hurt this fucking bad. The worst pain I ever had. I know I should be smiling. Seem to be the time that I frowned the most. Oh, can't believe that we're still surviving. Cause I'm slowly breaking down, even when I hold you close. Oh, and if I lose you, I'm afraid I would lose who I gave my love to. That's the reason I stay around, even though I fell way in too deep. Can't think about giving it up. But I never knew love would feel like a heart attack. Ooh, and it's killing me. It's killing me. Swear I never cried so much. I never cried so much.
Love keeps us together.
And if I lose you, I'm afraid I would lose who, who I gave my love to. That's the reason I stay around, even though I fell away in too deep. Can't think about giving it up. But I never knew love would feel like a heart attack.
Collect your records and
right, everybody. We are back here only on radio.dominican.edu. And we are, what's going on here?
Oh, I'm sorry. I like yanked out the mic.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties in the studio because some people don't know how to work electronics over here.
Okay.
All right. So you know what? You're listening to the Hot Spot. And of course, as usual, we have to keep y'all entertained. Let me remind you guys that first of all, graduation is coming up next week. Yes. Woo. I'm done. I'm out. My 5 year super senior status. Woo, woo. I'm finally done. I'm out. And we got a new wave of people coming on in. Definitely going to miss everything that I've made here, these memories. But don't forget, tomorrow night, I'm going to have another show. So keep it locked. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday. I'll post that on Facebook. And check out my blog. Like I mentioned earlier, it's called Drop Zone. So check it out, www.dropzone.com. And you can check out Rihanna's new music video, Where Have You Been? And that just dropped a few hours ago. So you know what? Exclusive. Check it out. She looks damn good. She's back to her black hair, which I like. All right. I think she looked better with dark hair, but that's my personal opinion. I personally would still not do her because, you know, she seems a little off. She likes whips and chains. And, I mean, there's only so much I can do before I say, this shit's turning me off. This is turning me off. Please stop it. So, you know what? We're going to get into the next phase right here. And this is obviously just for the fellas. But, ladies, take notes, like I mentioned before. So, this weekend, it ain't always about Cinco de Mayo. It's not even about the Mayweather fight with Cotto, those who follow boxing. But here's the thing. May 4th, Friday, check your calendars. May 4th, the Avengers movie drops. And let me tell you, there's been so much hype and so much buildup around this movie that I have to say, my favorite part is going to see how this whole storyline plays out. Because you're not having a superhero film. It's not just a superhero film, ladies. It's a combination of superheroes in one film. Like, how raw is that? You have Iron Man played by Robert Downey Jr., who, let me tell you, basically plays himself. It seems like he just plays himself. He's so natural with it. He plays like a douche. Like, he really does. Does he not? He has the best lines. Have you seen the trailers? He has the best lines. We also have Captain America played by Chris Evans, who ladies are swooning over, along with Thor played by Chris Hemsworth. We obviously, for the guys, we have Scarlett Johansson, which is looking bomb in that skin tight uniform. Let me tell you, as somebody once told me, if it ain't white, it ain't right. So she was looking nice in them tights, though. You can't even lie.
I can't be mad.
You can't even hate. You also have Hawkeye, which not a lot of people know. Which is kind of funny. And you have somebody new playing the Hulk. It's not. I thought it would be Edward Norton. I thought he did a great job. Did you see the Hulk? The second one with Edward Norton.
Yeah.
I thought he did a good job. But they're going to have somebody else, Mark Ruffalo. And so I think a lot of people are looking out to see like how he's going to portray him. But there's special midnight screenings all over AMC theaters. So make sure you check that out. Look what it's like. See what it's like. It's like maybe $30 for a ticket. Not too bad. You know, especially given the fact that it's a huge premiere. I haven't seen this much of a hype over a movie since like The Dark Knight.
Ooh.
And that's another one coming out this summer. The Dark Knight Rises, which looks extremely like crazy to me personally. So you know what? That's it. Ladies, would you take a man out on a date to see the Avengers? Would you suffer through that movie? Because I know it ain't a chick type movie, right? It's superheroes. That's more for boys, comic books and all that and what have you. But let's be honest. We suffer through some terrible movies for y'all.
Well, first off, Juice, I don't think we should get into gender stereotypes because I used to read superhero comics when I was little. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, well, you know what? I'm just saying, would you watch it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you'd watch it? You'd watch it. You into comic books?
Yeah, I would watch it.
Like, that was too much of a pause. Too much of a pause right there. That's not legit.
I would watch. I've watched every movie that you have mentioned so far, actually.
Okay.
So,
two of them.
Okay, two of them. We'll see. We'll see. All right, you know what? Let me tell y'all, we're going to be back. We're going to take a quick break. But you know what we got to get into right now? We have your In the Mix session, like usual, like we always do. So we're going to have it locked here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And when I come back, we're going to have a special guest in the studio. He's going to come help me out, kind of the friend zone. What exactly is that all about? And don't forget, let me give shout outs real quick to Jasmine, Little Maria for tuning in, and also Ariel. They hit me up on Facebook. Chicken, you know what I'm talking about. You're listening to In the Mix right now. And Izzy, thank y'all. Keep it locked.
DJ Juice in the house, 100% concentrate, no OJ. Let's get it.
Let's go take a ride in the car. I will take the passenger seat. Baby, we don't have to go far. Unless you wanna show me a lovely place out of town where you feel most at ease. Well, you are the single touch from you, I'm gone. Still get the rush when I am alone. I think it is time I let you know. Take all of me, I will devote. And you set me free, my body's yours. It feels the best when you're involved. I want you to take over control. Take over control. I want you to take over control. Take over control. Take over control. Oh, oh, oh. I want you to take over control. Plug it in and turn me on. Baby, can't you see that I'm giving all the free? So it's up to you now. We could let time pass away or make an excuse to play, but it's up to you now. Just wanna fulfill your needs while you're taking over me. So what do you want now? Take a picture, make a show, cause nobody has to know all the ways that we get down. I want you to take over control. Take over control. Take over control.
Not attempt to leave the dance floor.
Listen to my boy DJ Juice
in the mix.
Turn up the music cause the song just came on. Turn up the music if they try to turn us down. Turn up the music, can I hear it till the speakers blow? Turn up the music, fill your cup and drink it down.
If you're sexy and you know it, put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the air. Girl, put your hands.
Turn up the music,
just turn it up louder.
Turn up the music.
Hey, DJ, bring that back.
One more time.
You tuning into the Black and Yellow Station? We smoking.
All the crazy shit I did tonight. Those will be the best memories. I just wanna let it go for tonight. That would be the best therapy. Crazy shit I did tonight. Those would be the best memories. I just wanna let it go for tonight. That would be the best therapy for me. Hey, shit I did tonight. Those will be the best memories. I just wanna let it go for tonight. That would be the best therapy for me. All the crazy shit I did tonight. Those will be the best memories. I just wanna let it go for tonight. That would be the best therapy for me. Hey,
right, everybody. That right there was your In The Mix session. That right there was your In The Mix session. My bad. Music to your ears a little extra. So that was the In The Mix session. And right now what we have in the studio is we have another special guest. Let me bring back the guest that I have with you, Mr. Meekins.
Yep.
What up, sir? Stacy Oakland.
Holla.
Old Town in the house. Leanne, how you doing?
Hey.
She going cray cray. All right. And we also have someone that is new to radio.dominican.edu right now. And he's had a show a little too early in the morning for my taste, but that's just me saying. We have Yemma Baby. How are you, dog?
I'm good, man.
You're good?
Yeah.
All right. Talk a little louder. Are you too soft?
I'm good.
Okay, you're good. Yeah. You're good. How did you enjoy the radio this year?
It was good.
First time, right?
Yeah, first time. It was a labor experience.
You had soccer?
I had soccer going on. You know, just football world.
Football. Okay, you want to say the proper term, not the Americanized term.
Yeah, they call it football, but
all over the world.
World call it football. Here they call it soccer. So
yeah, we call football the pad ones where people get their break. their necks broken. All right. Now, here's the segment. We're going to have like maybe 5 minutes of this real quick. Maybe 10. You never know. I'm never on time for anything. I never meet deadlines. But here's the thing. Friend zone. We have to talk about this. Do you, because I know somebody, right? And they end up having the people like go up to her and like, oh, like I like you. But they don't like the dude. Like, how do you tell somebody that, you know what, I see you as a friend, but they're still insistent? How do you do that? I know we've all had experiences like that too, where you're into somebody or they're into you and you ain't feeling it. And you don't, like, as a guy, it's a little different. As a girl, I feel like it's easier to be like, oh no, thank you, I'm flattered. But as a dude, a dude will get told that he's being an ass for it. If you tell her, like, straight up, like J. Cole would, like, this ain't gonna work out for me. Say it ain't true. Say it ain't so. But here, how do you go about it? Come on, how do you go about it? Like, not because you know exactly who I'm talking about. Like, they had somebody way too on their nuts, and they're like, I don't know whether to be nice, whether to be mean. Like, so I'm like up front, or like just kind of play it off. Like, no, I'm not gonna do anything.
I think personally, playing it off and saying you're not gonna do anything is just gonna be bad for everybody in the long run. You might as well just save everyone the trouble, including yourself, most importantly yourself, and just end things when you need to end things. Like, there's no point in dragging things out with somebody, especially if you're not even vibing.
Yeah, I know. See? That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have, like, that vibe. There's got to be something there. Like, you know when you look at somebody and you're like, You ever get that stuff? Like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, Take a pause. Take a moment. Like, Let me take this moment. I saw you looking at me, so I'm putting you on game that I was looking at you while you were looking at me and me looking at you. So we both know that we's looking each other. Looking at each other. So my thing is, you just got to be up front. Like, if you don't want them, if you don't like them like that, just tell them. But I don't see the reason why people got to get so butthurt. Like, there's some dudes out there, like, I think dudes are more used to it, like, being rejected. So it's kind of like, okay, whatever, on to the next one. There's a dime a dozen of y'all. And whereas you have, like, girls take it too personally. Like, their ego gets, like, boosted down, and they're like, oh my God, how dare he?
Well, I think the same is true for guys, too. Like,
it depends what type of dude, though. Like,
well, it depends what type of girl.
But for the majority, girls tend to have grudges, though.
I could say the same thing about guys. Guys have big egos and, like, can get hurt easily by that kind of thing.
Kanye West does not speak for all men.
Kanye West is a celebrity, okay?
Okay, so you're talking about real people?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, sure.
No fairy tales.
No fairy tales. This ain't a Disney movie, damn it. All right? This ain't no Disney movie. Yeah, but what would you do? Like, if a girl was into you, would you tell her straight up? Or would you just, you know, have fun with it and use her while you can?
I don't know. Let me see. I mean.
let's take a minute to ponder this, all right? Let's take a minute. When you back, let me know. Because I'm just saying, like, you know, sometimes you just don't vibe. And, like, me coming out as a senior and y'all as a freshman, obviously, you know, freshman year is your greatest year. Like, you have fun, you experiment, you know, like, try things out, you know what I'm saying? And then as you get older, you kind of realize, like, you can't take everything. Like, you can't, like, be like, oh, yeah, this guy likes me, so I'll just end up using him for meanwhile so I can have fun and boost my own self-esteem. Same thing with the dude. Like, you kind of have to pick and choose, because I think it ain't quantity, it's quality. Like, yeah, you may have been on, you may have only gotten like four women, but they might have been the top women in your class or like in the other classes, versus 15 random girls that are just like, eh. I know, where you be at the dances and they be having beer goggles like.
You looked good last night, but
you looked good last night. Let me just wake up in the morning and turn over and holy crap, what happened? Nah, but you know what I'm saying? It's honest and it's real. Like your first year, you kind of have to have fun, right? Yeah, you got to go out and enjoy yourself a little bit. But the thing is, here at Dominican, some people make it awkward. Why you got to make it awkward? There ain't no awkwardness. Like after that, you've told that person like no, or like, you know, you've had your fun, but it's kind of over. Like, why you got to be awkward? I don't see the point in that. Like everybody here knows everybody. You know what I'm saying?
I feel.
So do you have anything to comment on that, Leanne? No?
Not really. Like, I just feel like, especially guys, when they start acting like girls, it's just, like, ridiculous. It's like...
Define how a man acts like a girl. Don't stereotype now how girls are.
No, definitely not. Okay, you want to push it?
No, I was just going to say, like, the phrase acting like a girl is a little out of pocket because... It just is. Like, there are so many girls that I've just encountered in this year that have been handling situations more maturely than men have. So I'm just not.
Are they from your grade? Are the dudes from your class?
I declined to state.
She pleads the fifth.
The fifth, like me, kids.
She pleads the six minus one. I know what you mean, like making it awkward. I'm not the type of person that will make it awkward with anybody. Like, you know, if it didn't work out, like you move on, you had your fun. Like we all understand, especially like those nights where you're out and about, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, having your fun. And then you like, you just randomly hook up with somebody. Like, do you guys do one night stands? Let's just be honest. Real talk. Real talk.
All the way on blast.
All the way.
So do you guys? That was directed towards y'all.
Nah, you too, dog. You too. You ain't escaping it.
Ooh. Y'all can start.
Nah, like,
plead the fifth again.
just like be honest, because sometimes there are people, like I say, and I mentioned to this earlier to Yema and Leanne, like there's some people you meet and you just have a physical attraction to them. You just like want to do them, or you just want to, you know, you know what I'm saying? You just want to like
get it.
Yeah, exactly. Where there's other people that you can actually conversate with. Like, I think like as a dude, and I think you guys can agree with me, as a guy, like if a girl is like smart and she knows where she's going, I'd prefer a girl that's smart but cute. Because what makes her more attractive is the fact that she's, like, smart. Like, I can have, like, an actual conversation with you instead of a girl who's, like, a complete, you know, B. But she looks like a dime. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's only so long that I can be attracted to you for, like, physicality. If you have nothing to offer to someone, then just, like, that's it. That's why there's some people you date, and those people that you date is because they actually have the time where you can conversate with them, where it's laid back. Like, you don't need to be, like... Oh, I need to try really hard. You ever have those moments, especially when you're in elementary school, like you overthink it and you're like, man, I gotta think about what we're gonna talk about on the date. Like, I have no idea. When it comes more naturally, more relaxed, I feel like that's way better. Because it's just being you. Exactly.
I feel like people need to keep in mind where they meet other people. If you meet them at a dance and you're wasted, like, obviously that is not going to end up into a relationship. I'm just going to let you know. It's usually not going to go any further than that. So when people expect to get a call back from somebody's number they got when they're intoxicated, it's like, it's not going to happen.
I honestly don't think it has to be that. It's not that serious. It's a dance. Like, you know what? You're out there to have fun. You're out there to dance. You're out there to go, like, do something, you know? Like, have fun. Dance. You've been to the dances, right, Yema?
Yeah, I've been to a few of the dances.
You've seen some stuff.
Yeah, I've seen some stuff. You can say that. You can say that.
You can't even lie. Like, you know when you walk around trying to find someone to dance with, and then like you're like, oh, what are they doing up against over there?
Be on the prowl.
They be on the lookout. Just like, oh, and you get that Kevin Hart. That's my boy. That's my boy. That's exactly what you need to be telling them. But it's just, don't take it that seriously. Like, and especially when they're like someone that get like so booty hurt, you didn't hit me up. What do you you talking about? I didn't hit you up. Why do I have to hit you up? Don't you know there's a policy, girl, whether I liked it or not?
Yeah.
There's a policy. Yes. Whether it was a one-night thing or not, that's how you figure it out. You're not in a relationship. You don't have to give anybody details of what you be doing, what time you're doing stuff at. Like,
where you be at?
Where you be at? With?
Why you didn't call me?
Why didn't you do that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like
Meekins understands, right?
Oh, I understand. I'm just trying not to talk too much.
That's a smart man right there. That's a smart man. All right, when we come back, we're going to... I think we can bring up another subject about that later on. Do you guys agree? You guys want to spend more time or nah?
Yeah,
we can keep going.
Okay, cool. And we can get Yemma a little bit more involved, all right?
All right, I'm down.
Oh, he's down. So we got Yemma Baby in the building, Meekins, Stacy, Leanne. And thank you all to everybody tuning in right now. You're listening to The Hot Spot only on radio.dominican.edu. This right here, new track from Usher. It's called Scream off his new album, Looking for Myself. And you know what? I think it's cool. It's definitely a club banger. When I heard Scream, I'm thinking it's going to be a baby jammer, but it's not. It's a club banger. Check it out.
Oh, shit, baby. Yeah. We did it again. And this time, I'm going to make you scream. Yeah, man. I see you over there, so hypnotic. Thinking about what I do to that body. I get you like, ooh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby. Got no drink in my hand, but I'm wasted. Getting drunk, all the thought of you naked. I get you like, ooh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby. Ooh, baby, baby, ooh, baby, baby. And I ain't tried to fight it, to fight it. But you're so magnetic, magnetic. Just live it. Now relax and get on your back. If you wanna scream, yeah.
is now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you do. It's all about where you go.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and you're with your boy DJ Juice. And you know what? We're coming towards the end. We got to get it rolling. We got to keep this thing, you know, going, because some people are trying to study and some people are trying to sleep. Yeah, but why are you falling asleep on me?
I'm not falling asleep.
I heard him.
I was
yawn.
Just yawning on time.
He's yawning. Yawning on me. You sleepy.
Mm-hmm. Right, I won't do it again,
yeah,
I promise.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, and tuning women out isn't a way for me saying I don't want to listen to you right now. That's just psych. No, I'm joking. All right, so special guest Yemma Baby, of course, in the studio. Yeah. First time I have him on the studio, which is kind of sad. I should have had you before.
You should have, man. It's not the end of the world, right?
It's not the end of the world. I'll see you at the top. I'll see you on the top, bro.
See you on the top, dude.
I'm about to graduate in 2 weeks. It's a great feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm finally out. I'm finally going to be able to do my thing.
Yeah,
there we go. I mean, I know some of y'all are sad. That's cool. Don't hide your grief, all right? Over there.
Yeah, man, we gotta show the emotions.
He can scratch his head like, I ain't gonna miss this fool.
Nah, you know, it ain't even like that. I ain't gonna say it, but I
yeah,
mean,
yeah, no. Yeah. Bro,
congratulations.
Congratulations, bro. This is no homo, though. I want to see you do well, but, like, you know, yeah, you know, it's sad. It's kind of interesting, like, just being able to go and leave and super senior status. Yeah, that's kind of bad. But all right, getting back to the topic at hand, we got to talk about interracial thing, because we have a variety of people in the studio just saying. We got Chicken, who's like, you know, half animal, well, full animal. You know what I'm saying? you got to know, we got Chicken, Chicken, we got to show you love, bro. Nah, we got like a bunch of people. Like, what have you like interracially dated at all? Any of y'all interracially like dated outside of your own race? Yes, no?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, yeah. Thus far, what has been your most successful one? Ooh.
Most successful. Define successful.
Like you lasted a while and you actually like worked out. Like it could have been like, you know, a tumultuous time, but like at least like you tried to make it work with that person.
I mean, personally, I have apparently not good with relationships, but.
That's what every man hears, dog. You're not the first.
Oh, well. Oh, nice to meet. Thanks for joining the group.
It's the club right here. Association right here.
Nah, but back in the day, you know, like seventh grade. Nah, but really though.
Your last girlfriend was in seventh grade.
No. Not my last girlfriend was seventh grade. The one that lasted the longest. Like I still talk to her to this day. Aww. We're cool. She's in New York, so every time she comes home for summer or winter break, we kick it. What's she trying to whisper to me? You don't know my life.
That's my boy.
Shout out to her, even though she ain't gonna hear this. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So she was cool. She was someone that wasn't your own race?
Well, she was half black, half white, I think. But she acted kind of Mexican. So, I mean, you got the whole mix up in there.
Okay. So, how do you act Mexican, bro?
She named her dog something Spanish. I forget something. She spoke Spanish all the time. She was with Spanish people.
Okay, I mean, so cultural growing up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Stacey. Interracial. Like, have you dated within your own race?
No, I haven't.
What have you mostly dated?
Caucasian men.
Mm. Caucasian?
Yes.
You mean white?
White.
Like white boys.
Ah. Proper. Yeah.
She's trying to own a house, not rent one.
She got the long-term goal in mind.
Out of pocket.
Not short-term. Okay. All right, Leanne, what has been... You have to have date outside your race too, right?
Yeah, only once. Latin boy. He's Puerto Rican.
Mm. The one that like white boys say, for the Puerto Rican. She heard Spanish puppy.
Ay, caramba.
Too far. Too far.
Yeah, I'm sure she wasn't only speaking Spanish to the dog, but also to me, kids. He caught out something. He said, "Ay, caramba." You learned something. You picked up something.
A little something.
A little something.
Thought we'd be inappropriate on this.
Yeah.
Have you interracially dated?
I can't really call them dates. I think I might just call them, you know, good friends. Oh, because, okay. You know, like...
Good friends?
Yeah, it never really went anywhere, you know. It was just like, you know, just kicking it and, you know, just trying to have fun.
Which one do you like the most?
I like my own.
You can say it, go for it.
I mean, I like my own.
Okay, you like your own.
I like my own, yeah.
And then where are you from? Because obviously people know you have an accent on radio. Where are you from?
I'm from Kenya.
Kenya, okay. Yeah, so you like African women?
I like African women.
Okay, nice. Yeah, and so... And that's like a little debacle. Ricky.
I ain't say nothing.
You didn't have to.
You didn't have to. Your facial expression said it all. You said it all.
Not I don't know what the misconception is, but I do also like black women.
Have you dated any?
Yes, I've dated.
Have you had a girlfriend? Yes. Okay. See, like, I think, right. Here's my thing. I think you got to try everything that everybody has to offer. I think it's cool when you can go outside your race, though.
Just don't discriminate.
You can't discriminate.
Yeah,
like,
for real.
Because I mean, learning a different culture is so interesting. Like, given you might clash heads because some people are more religious than others.
Yeah.
Like, I know Latin people get a lot of rep for being like, oh, they're so uber Catholic. But to be honest, I'm like the least Catholic person you will ever meet, obviously, given the content of this show. Yeah. And then it was funny because they're selling out Bibles in front of Calabrega. And the dude goes up to me and he's like, would you like to, did you hear the good news? I'm like, yeah, there's about to be some good lunch finally in Calabrega. That's good news. Peace. That's the good news. Nah, but like I said, I think you got to try something. You got something to say?
Yeah. I mean, I was saying that I have, you know, like I have a lot of friends, and I have, it's not like I haven't dated outside my race. And, you know, there's some pretty decent people out there. I don't discriminate against color. And, you know, there's some nice people that I've actually, you know, like, you know, went out with, and they've turned out to be what I didn't expect. So, like I said, you know, I love my own, but at the same time, I acknowledge the fact that, you know, out people outside my race are also, you know, good. They got the potential, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like one race I haven't even really dated is like, I don't know. I mean, I would say like African women, like from Africa. I've dated African American, like Latin. I've tried everything under the sun, I think.
Chinese too?
Chinese, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been there yet. Beacon says it like he really wants to go there. I want to try Oriental.
Hey, I got the passport.
You
got
to put in work to catch up.
I got the passport.
Yeah. I actually, like, I dated someone who was like half white and half Japanese. Ooh. That was an interesting mix. I met someone who was half black and half Thai. That was interesting. Mm-hmm. I think people who are halvesies are kind of interesting. Like, people who are halvesies, like, I'm a full. Like, I'm full Salvadorian. But I feel like people who are half, like, there's something different. Because you know how, like, you mix certain features. So it comes out, like, a little bit better. I haven't dated, like, Middle Eastern women as much. I've dated a lot of Latin. I mean, white here and there, but not too much. I mean, I usually stick to my own race, to be honest. Like Yemma, like, sometimes I tend to stay within my own race. Just because, you know, you're comfortable. You speak Spanish. I think that's the other thing is language. Like, being able to be, like, bilingual with someone, I think it's cool, like, if they understand, like, your culture a bit, too. I don't know. Do any of you guys speak your own language?
Yeah.
You speak?
Yeah, I speak Hindi and Punjabi.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Puma Sanji?
My name is Puma Sanji.
Nah, but, like, are you, obviously, you're not looking for someone within your own. Why wouldn't you, like, be attracted to someone in your own race?
I mean, like, it's not that I'm not attracted to them. It's just, like,
there's no opportunity.
No, I mean, there are plenty of them out here, but it's just like, I don't know, I just don't vibe as much. I don't know, there's like, it's kind of tricky with like Indian people, because there's like a very specific, like, there's like races within the race, almost, I guess you could say, like, there are different cultures within.
I understand what you mean, because that's the same thing with Latin people. One thing that you might see like in Puerto Rico ain't gonna be the same thing you see like in Colombia.
Right.
Like, I know what you mean. Like, everybody's got a little bit distinctiveness.
Yeah.
I guess is what you can say. Mm-hmm. European people, like European men, have you like checked out European? I feel like European men are just kind of like really metro-y.
I mean, like from Europe?
Yeah.
I haven't encountered any.
Really?
Yeah.
What? I'm just wondering. And like a lot of them, like just the style that they use, I think is what comes across. And like, I feel like Americans are like super like macho and like, they're like, oh my God, how dare you? But I hear European women are like very, like much more free. Mm. Like that's what I've heard, because my friend, like he traveled to Germany. He's like, oh yeah, if you're American, they love you. They're like, oh my God, you're an American. Oh my God, that's so cute. You have an accent, but you wouldn't figure Americans have an accent. You figure everybody else has an accent, but Americans. Yeah. Like that's the funny thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's a weird dichotomy. I don't know. I feel like it's, I don't know. Like it's weird. What's one race? Let's put it this way. What's one race or one ethnicity? Like not even race, just ethnicity. That you would want to date or like try to like date that you haven't yet gotten a chance to try. I know it's like a really like harsh question. I'm just saying.
I'm not necessarily saying what I want to try.
Okay.
Because I've tried a lot.
Only since seventh grade.
Hey. All right. I'm trying to talk.
One
ethnicity I haven't tried was like the Asian culture. I haven't like Japanese, Chinese, Korean, anything like that. It's not that I'm not attracted to them. It's just like the opportunity never presented itself. But I mean, if you out there, what up?
I'll ELS, add a player ELS. When you're ready to go.
Dude, you should go to ELS, Mike.
ELS?
ELS, dude. That's a
Yeah, I've been seeing him in passing sometimes.
He's like,
oh my God.
Maybe they need a tour of the campus.
Yeah. You have potential. I'm out scouting.
He's out scouting. That's what he's doing with them shades. Yeah. So they don't notice.
Think they can't see you.
Yeah. You can't see me.
Yeah.
Congo in the bush.
Yeah. What is your name?
Oh my God.
No, but I'm saying, yo, what's an ethnicity that you would want to try that you haven't yet like gotten a chance to know a little bit?
I can't really pinpoint because I mean, pretty much I have had opportunities to mingle with, you know, like everybody. So I don't see any other race that I haven't mingled with. So okay. I mean, pretty much.
So far, what do you think of American women?
They're good. They're beautiful.
They're beautiful?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think American, yeah, it's too vague. It's too general. You can't really specify on them. Yeah. Like, America's like a melting pot. Like, it's too many cultures in one place.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm just saying that because I don't want to say something that, you know, I got them in the studio right now and I say something bad, they're going to start looking, you know, give me this look. So, I mean, I just got to say they're beautiful and that pretty much generalizes everything. And
I think everybody has something to offer. You know, even if they are Michael Meekins.
Hey, I have a lot to offer.
Yeah. I'm scouting. Hit me up.
I'm a team player.
Facebook.
Yeah. Team player.
You listening? I'm about 5 foot.
Yeah.
I'm almost 6 feet. I'm going to go with that. Almost.
Oh, almost. Which really means he's 5'8".
10 3/4".
Not close.
All right. You know what? We got to end it there. It's getting late. You are listening to The Hot Spot. Thank you for tuning in. Tomorrow we're going to have another show. So keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu. 8 o'clock p.m. tomorrow night. Make sure. I know it's finals. Keep it, you know. Keep it stress-free a little bit. I know it's hectic out there. The fact that, like, there's so many people, like, doing so much. I've never seen so many people in the library like I have today. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many people in the library. I was like, I ain't never seen you here. They told me the same thing. Juice, I ain't never seen you here. I'm like, kudos. Touche, my friend. Touche. But that's it for us. Tune in tomorrow. The Hot Spot, DJ Juice, 8 p.m. Tuesday. And have fun. It's my last show, so we're going to try to do something cool. We're going to have to do something fun. But we're out. Thank you for everybody. Thank you for coming into the studio. Yemma Baby, Meekin, Stacey, yep. Liam. Thank you all for hanging out in the booth.
Sure.
I hope you all had fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Got a little out of pocket.
Yeah.
But ain't nothing I can't handle.
Yeah. Ain't nothing. Chicken wing.
Brush it off. Brush your shoulders.
You got some chicken wing?
Throw in some roast. No big deal.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Shout outs to all the listeners out there. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. And we leave you with the station music.
I feel I am the mosque where it's me. Stay.